With more on the story, we turn to Politico White House reporter Joe Williams. Thanks for being here, Joe.
Hi, nice to be here.
So first it was the vice president, then the education secretary, and then today, sitting down with ABC's Robin Roberts, the president says he's changed his position.
Well, yes. In a series of TV appearances, the cabinet, some prominent cabinet members came out, and so now the president did. You might often say that the evolution has been televised, at least to this point. And it's something that a lot of people behind the scenes at least initially believed, that the president really in his heart felt this way, and it was finally time for him. He decided to come out and say it.
But had Joe Biden not said what he said on Sunday, would we be at this moment right now?
It's doubtful. I mean, certainly that was the first domino, if you will, to fall, at least fall publicly. And that's because it sent the White House scrambling to try to walk back his remarks. That created even a bigger furor. And that came to the moment where the president finally had to step to the mic, metaphorically speaking, and say what his position was once and for all. The surrogates and the White House spokespeople trying to defend, trying to explain, trying to analyze just wasn't cutting it.
Is there any sense from the White House or people that you talk to that they're worried about political fallout one way or another after this?
Well, certainly in 2012, May of 2012, there's always a political calculation to these sorts of decisions. It didn't happen necessarily in a vacuum, and you're dealing with a president who, by all accounts, is quite cautious and very mindful of a cost-benefit analysis strategy to whether or not something will help him or hurt him. So I think the risks here are that he would turn off a lot of middle-of-the-road voters, but the polls seem to belie that as well, when people are asked individually, do they oppose loving relationships between people of the same gender, they often say no, but when it's set forth as a matter of policy, then that's where things change. But what he gains here, besides dominating the news cycle from Wednesday probably all the way through the Sunday shows, he also gains an energized gay community, an energized gay support base that had been kind of moribund because he hadn't come out and declared his intentions, so to speak. He also energizes the youth vote, which, as you know, young people are more idealistic and more able to grasp this. And he also gets some fundraising leverage from some major Hollywood folks who wanted him to come out in support of gay marriage. Now he's done it, and he's heading out to have dinner with George Clooney soon, and this will probably be the buzz on the West Coast.
But does this also energize the conservative base even more so than it's energized right now?
Well, it's hard to in the abstract to understand or to imagine how much more energized they would be now, because this is a movement on the right that has basically opposed President Obama, and they went through a lot of gyrations in the 2012 Republican primary cycle. And it came down to the point where you had people saying, well, we don't care who the nominee is going to be. We just want to defeat Barack Obama. So I don't think it will be that much more of an issue, certainly because the economy, by all accounts, will take front and center when people go to the polls this fall.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's Joe Williams, White House reporter for Politico.